Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm the author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, Hitting the Books. We're just past Labor Day. Kids are back in school, high school, grade school, university. Everybody's hitting the books and getting back into their fall routine. But I recently got an email from a listener of the podcast who said, can you tell me a little bit more about Rich as a State of Mind? You never seem to talk about it during the episode. And that's right. Every episode I say I'm the author of the international bestseller, but I've never really done a plug for my own book on my own podcast. So, in keeping with the hitting the books theme, here we go. Rich as a State of Mind is a look at basics of fundamental financial planning for Canadians and Americans through the eyes of a slightly dysfunctional family, examining 13 months in the life of Richard Jarvis, who was moderately eccentric, financially savvy, and wanting to reconnect with his family in a way he never has before. What kind of questions does the book answer? Well, things like, what does rich mean to me? Is it all about money? Do I really need goals? Why can't I let the future take care of itself? Can I actually have a life while I try to plan for the future? And what are the core components of a solid financial game plan? These are the things at the heart of Rich as a State of Mind, but I thought it might be interesting to hear how I described it to a group of financial professionals at a recent conference. As Jim said, I'm the author of this book, Rich as a State of Mind. Canadian bestseller, now in its 14th printing, over 30,000 copies sold. That's no kind of record. But for that, I need to thank you. Men and women like you across this country, financial professionals, who've bought this book and given it away to their clients and their prospects to help educate them about personal finance and insurance. And as a client of the industry, I wanted to create a tool that could be used to do that on your behalf because I understand how important that relationship is. For those of you who may not have heard about the book, that's okay. Four central characters, Richard Jarvis, who's a mentor, niece and nephew James and Joyce, 20-somethings trying to come to grips with money, investing, insurance, what does it all mean? And then Richard's best friend, who's one of you, CFP, CLU, financial professional. Richard goes to a whiteboard, draws pictures. John comes along, provides the nuts and bolts the way that you do within a humorously dysfunctional Canadian family. And every time I say that to somebody, I get the exact same response. They kind of take half a step back and they go, so you've met my family. Because we all tend to think our families are slightly dysfunctional, including our own. Now I leave out of my bio that I've got a BA in psychology from Wilfrid Laurier University. I get dysfunction. The family at the heart of this story is not that kind of dysfunctional. I'd call them quirky. You know, the kind of family where somebody forgot to send a birthday card, so nobody showed up for Thanksgiving dinner. By the candidate barbecue, nobody's talking to each other. In short, they're your clients. How many of you are familiar with the concept of the black sheep dynamic within the family structure by show of hands? In a room this size, I was expecting that. But here's what I'd like to know is, how many of you are like me, a card-carrying member of the black sheep fraternity? It's nice to know that I'm among friends. But I also need to share with you this. I'm an only child.
So at the heart of Rich's State of Mind is a family trying to share information about personal finance and investing, but it also goes a little deeper than that. My favorite review of the book came from Kira Verman from Forum Magazine, who said, while many chapters outline basic financial concepts from risk management to wills, a considerable amount of space is dedicated to work-life balance, quality of life, and personal motivation issues. It's these concepts that set the book apart from others in this genre. And if I actually accomplished that with Rich as a State of Mind, then I guess I made myself very happy as an author because that's what I set out to do. For those of you who've never heard about the book before, thank you for indulging me. For those who have heard about the book before, thank you for indulging me. If you are interested in ordering copies of Rich as a State of Mind, you can do so at richasastateofmind.com. So it's the book's title spelled out, .com. And there on the order page, you'll see that you can order either the Canadian or US editions of the book, and you can order them in single or multiple copies. And if you're a financial professional, you can also order them in bulk by the case to give away as gifts to your clients and to use as part of your prospect marketing activities. Thank you in advance for checking that out. To the podcast listener who asked if I would share a little bit about the book in an upcoming podcast, thank you for the question. It spurred me to do something that I haven't done before. To those of you who are listening to the podcast on iTunes, please leave me a review. I'd be happy to know what you think. If you're downloading it from robertjeniak.com, please send me a note. I'm happy to know you're listening. And I'd be grateful for some thoughts on upcoming podcast ideas. As always, my name is Robert Jeniak, and until next time, thank you for listening.